Afternoons with Laura Chilingirian on ABC Radio Canberra.
You often hear that teenagers aren't great at opening up and expressing their feelings, but not my next guest. At the age of 14, she wrote a book to express how she felt when her dad was deployed with the army. And now, 2 years later, she's written her second book. 16-year-old author Jessica Love is with me in the studio, along with her father, Australian Army Colonel Sean Love. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thanks very much.
Jessica, let's start with your first book soon. What led you to put your feelings down on paper like that?
It was actually an accident. I was given an English assignment, which I had to make a children's book expressing something meaningful through simple language with a few illustrations, and then soon happened. It was just started writing, and then all of a sudden all of these emotions came out really easily, and it made something that was truly wonderful for our family and for other kids as well.
What were the emotions that you felt as you were writing it, and what exactly did you write down?
To start with, it was very simple. I think there was this 5 pages to start with, which was the first two and the last three. It was relief, mostly, writing it down, finally being able to put it in words, which actually made sense to me and sort of expressed everything clearly, and so that I could see what I was feeling. And it made everything from when I was little, when Dad did deploy, it made so much more sense about 7 years later.
So it's a picture book. Who's it aimed at?
Well, it's technically a children's book, but we find it's really useful for all ages. The kids read the book and it's normal. You know, it's our feelings. It doesn't make any big difference to us. The parents are the people who find the book really impactful. And so it's a children's book, which is sort of aimed at both children and parents.
Well, the first book was called Soon. The second book is called Sometimes. I've just read it and cried before we came on air. Can you give our listeners an idea of what the books are about?
So Soon is a really simple view of my emotions when Dad was deployed when I was 7. Basically, you know, Mum used to say Dad will be home soon. We never used to give it a date because the date could change, and so Dad will be home soon. And so Soon kept getting said for 13 months. Mm. And so that was a period of time. And then for Sometimes, it's more along the lines of sometimes when you're gone, I feel. And that doesn't just apply to one deployment. It can apply to large business trips or, you know, we're an emergency service family as well, so it applies to that. And, you know, sometimes when you're gone, I feel like this. And it really encapsulates a lot of emotions, even now as an emergency service family, that I didn't realize would apply. But it's, you know, sometimes really is a lot more raw for me than Soon is. I find it encapsulates a lot more feelings.
I don't even know where to start, but and I'm not going to read the whole book, but I'm just going to read a line or two out of it. Sometimes when you're gone, I try to think of you and somehow you start slipping away. I can't remember what you look like. I can't remember how you sound, how you smell, or what you are like. Please don't let me forget you. It's really raw, and you don't hold back at all. Colonel Love, how did it make you feel reading first Soon and now Sometimes?
Soon was easier to read than Sometimes. Soon gave a perspective of how the family dealt with the absence. Sometimes is, I think raw is a very, very good description. It really makes me, as a person who deployed, very aware of the emotions that children and the family are feeling while you're away. It was very, very confronting to read. There are things in there that I gathered all three children together and said, I'm really sorry, because there are things there that reflect how I reacted after deployment and the impact that it has on the family. And I didn't truly understand the impact of the deployment on the family and on the children until you read something like that. Because we have an older son and Jess in the middle and a younger son, and all three of them have read it and gone, yep. That's pretty accurate, and it's most confronting when adults read it because they see the raw emotion and the raw impact that deployment has on the family and how they deal with it, and you think kids are robust, and they are, but that emotion is there. It builds up, so yeah, very, very, very confronting for me to read.
Before Jessica wrote both of these books, did the kids express to you how they were feeling?
No, But I think it was a way to really break through that uncomfortable silence of this is how I'm really feeling. And it provided an opportunity for me and my wife, Sandy, to understand how they were reacting to what was going on, and provides a way to, if you're a parent, have an idea of how you might start to discuss that with your kids. How do I allow them to understand what I do and why I do it, and why, you know, people in the Defence Force and emergency services and, you know, fly in, fly outs do what they do, and how as a family you can react to that and work with that to try and get through that time when that person is away, and how you can help them reintegrate. Not them, not the family adjusting to them, but the person who's been away adjusting back into the family. And I think that's a bit of a flip from the way we've done it previously.
Mm. How much guilt did you feel every time you were deployed?
A fair bit.
Yeah.
You train to do your job. The opportunity comes up to go on operations. It is something that I feel very proud about doing for my country. But there is an element of guilt where you are leaving your family, your loved ones behind. So yeah. There's a balance that you've got to strike there. And it is, while it's a selfless action, it is a selfish action insofar as the impact that it has on the family. So the deployment that sparked soon was 13 months away. And the impact on the family is great.
Jess, do you find that you understand it more as you get older, the reasons why your dad used to go away?
I think we always knew the reasons why he was deploying. I think we can understand better why he deploys and why he makes that sacrifice to leave. You know, the last time he deployed, I was 7, and so I didn't really understand. All I knew was Dad was gone,
yeah.
And Dad was going to be gone for a long time. But it makes a lot more sense now. I understand a lot more of what he was doing while he was deployed and why he was deployed, which makes things easier now in a way, because I can justify. When you're 7, you can't justify. You know, Dad's left. I'm not quite sure why, but Dad's gone. Whereas now I can go, well, he left because of these reasons. And he didn't want to go and leave us behind, but he left because of these reasons, because he wanted to go help these people.
Did you ever talk with your brothers about how you all felt?
Not really. So when Dad was deployed, Christopher, who's my older brother, was 13, 14, and then Patrick, who's my younger brother, was 3 or 4. And Christopher was sort of being the man of the family at the time, and so we just tried to keep the pressure off him talking, and it was just something you don't really talk about. We find that we're quite sheltered in our feelings. It's not really something that we talk about a lot, and so we can talk about it now, but at the time it was just wasn't something you talked about.
What did you talk to your parents about when you wrote all this down? Where did the idea for publishing it come out?
This is a funny story.
Fault.
Yes. Okay. So when I wrote Soon to start with, I was terrible. I sort of wrote it down and sort of handed it to him and went, here, read this, which is really easy. It's really easy to put your thoughts on paper and then hand it to someone and leave. That's really nice. But she saw those, and at the time she was studying children's literature, and on a whim sent it to Aaron Blaby, who is a fantastic children's book author, thinking he wouldn't reply. And he sent back an email and went, I really like this. I'd really like you to build on this. And we did. And then that got sent to Scholastic. And they've gone, we really like this. We'd like you to pursue this. This isn't quite our niche, but we'd really like you to pursue this. We really like your ideas. And so then we illustrated. And then we got a fantastic offer from Defence Health. And they sponsored our publishing. And now it gets both Soon and Sometimes were sponsored for publishing by Defence Health. And they get sent out in deployment packages within the Defence Force now. And that's just incredible. It's, you know, what you always hope for with this sort of book.
Well, that's the thing. The feelings you're expressing, you're not only feeling them yourself. Other Defence kids go through exactly the same thing. And the words you've put down, for any kids who have parents who go away,
yep.
You've just expressed it all and put it in a book, and it's amazing.
I wish I had something like that when Dad was deployed. Usually they go away in one big group, but Dad sort of deployed singularly, and I didn't really understand what was going on, what I was feeling. So I think I would have really liked something like Soon or Sometimes, just to provide clarity with what was going on.
What made you write Sometimes?
Sometimes happened by accident, again. It was about 20 minutes at 3 a.m. one morning when I just sort of got this. I was trying to write a blurb for a painting. I was entering into a Gallipoli Art Prize. And so I was trying to write that.
And so you paint as well?
Yeah.
Wow. Very talented daughter.
I was trying to write a blurb for a painting and it sort of all came to me at once. The entirety of Sometimes was written down in 20 minutes. And I came up to Mum next morning and went, look, I wrote this, and sort of left that. And that was used as a blurb. And we went, you know what? We had such a wonderful time with Soon and all the opportunities that it provided and how many people it helped. Maybe Sometimes we'll do the same thing and just on a deeper level. And again, we went and saw Defence Health and they were very, very lovely. And they have said that they were going to pay for publishing. And here we are.
Have you had any other Defence Force kids talk to you about how it's made them feel?
I don't typically talk to the kids. I usually talk to a lot of the parents because I don't have the opportunity. I was at Scouts one night and I was talking to a couple of the kids and I was drawing one of the characters and they recognised it and their dad was deployed in the Air Force. And so I had this really gorgeous little four-year-old talking to me about Soon and how it made her feel. And then in the way only a four-year-old can, expressed it so simply and clearly. It was just phenomenal that the feelings I had at, I think it was 15, were in a four-year-old.
Yeah.
And it was just fantastic. Just that moment there sticks very clearly in my mind. It was just incredible.
And it's made an impact on the four-year-old to sort of go, okay, well, I can relate to this. I know exactly how this feels.
Yeah.
Colonel Love, I'm just trying to hold it together here. Colonel Love, when you were deployed, how did you communicate with your family and how often?
So at that time it was on Skype, email, and I probably did it about once a week.
Mm-hmm.
The area where I was in the Sinai Peninsula, so the communications was pretty sparse, but the opportunity was there to do Skype and email, so that was about once a week. I also, before I left, recorded a couple of books that were Patrick's favourite books, and Sandy would be able to play that to him of a night time. But the communications was irregular. The opportunities are there. For all our deployed people, the opportunities are there. They've got pretty regular access, depending on where they are and depending on where they're deployed. So there are restrictions. Mm. So separation from families and loved ones is, you know, dependent on what that area of operations you're on. So, you know, there were some days where I could ring every day if I really wanted to, depending on what was happening, and other days it'd be once a week. More often than not, it was about once a week, and it would be sort of a quick call or a quick Skype or you know, emails to say, hey, what's going on? How are things going? And in a lot of ways, your family shelters you from what's actually happening. They don't want you to worry that things are happening at home that you know, they're dealing with, and then you catch up on that when you get back and you go, oh, what do you mean this happened? It's all right, we dealt with it. The families are really robust. I mean, I take my hat off to our defence families. They are so robust. They are so accommodating. They deal with things that we may never know because they shelter us from that. So, yeah, pretty powerful in you know, how resilient they are.
Jessica, have you got memories of what you used to talk about when you'd Skype with your dad?
Not memories so much about Skype. I have visual memories. I can't actually remember what we used to talk about so much. Dad used to send a lot of parcels home, and I remember getting those. They were really exciting to get the little parcels, and they used to be full of really cool things from Sinai and Egypt and that kind of stuff. Yeah. And I've still got a lot of the stuff from them. They put it all in a little box. I think it was mainly because we were doing a lot of sport at the time. We used to talk a lot about sport and, you know, if we were catching up with friends, just normal family things. What you talk about at the dinner table, you try to talk about it over Skype, and that seemed to work quite well.
Okay. Have you spoken to defence parents yourself, Colonel Love, about how they feel about the books?
I have. I've spoken to a number of parents that have read the book, and they said for them it was quite confronting, the reality of understanding what the children have gone through or the families have gone through and how they've dealt with that separation. For them, for many of them, was quite confronting. And there's a certain line in the book that said, sometimes I wonder why your job is more important than me. And that's really hard to say.
Yeah.
Don't make me cry.
And there was a
it's the hardest line in the whole book.
A friend of mine who said to me his daughter had said that to him, and it sort of stumped him. He was just taken aback by that sort of raw honesty that came out from his daughter. And it really has an impact on the families. And as Jess said before, it's a children's book, but I think it's a children's book written for adults.
Yes.
Because in reading the book, the kids sort of react by going, yeah, yeah, that's me. That's my feelings and that's those things that I'm working through. And for parents, and especially for the deployed parent, it's that raw honesty that really hits home. And there are a couple of pages in the book that many people find very hard to read. They'll often skip that page because they can't read it.
Yeah.
Because it is so emotional for them to do so. But it has a real impact, and I've had a number of defence people come to me and say, thanks very much, because it really provided a view that I never knew before.
How do you explain that to your children when they say, sometimes I think your job is more important than me?
It's a difficult one to do, because it's a discussion about putting service above self and putting the family above, the service above the family to do that job. And I think Jess expresses it really well in the back of the book when she says, I now understand that you going away is helping others.
Yes.
And I don't think I could have said it that way. So it's really a good way for me and the rest of the defence family to understand, hey, this is how we can explain it to our loved ones of why we're going away, that it's a bigger thing. So I think Jess explains it better than I ever could.
I think we always knew that, you know, your job isn't more important. I think that's always something that we know. It's something that you do. It's your job. Everyone has a job, and this is that specific job, and that job requires, you know, parents to deploy or parents to go on business trips and that kind of stuff. It's their job. It's not necessarily, you know, the job isn't more important, but sometimes that's how it comes across.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one of those feelings you have, especially on a large deployment, that, you know, sometimes the job is more important than you are. But we know from the start, you know, when you get raised in a defence family, that this is the job and this is what happens. We don't necessarily like that, but this is the job and this is what happens.
What has writing these books meant for your relationship as father and daughter? I'll get both of you to answer that.
That's a loaded question. No, it's definitely, especially between Dad and I and Dad and my older brother, Patrick was quite little when he deployed, it's opened up a whole range of conversation that we didn't have before. It's been really nice with the books to be able to put the emotions on the table and just very clearly go, this is exactly how I'm feeling, how I have felt, how I still feel in certain situations. And because it's written down, it doesn't hurt so much to just go, here, look. And then the conversation can follow afterwards, but it really has opened up that range of conversation that we didn't have before. Mm. And it's brought in a different level of understanding with not only our emotions and how we felt, but, you know, how Dad felt in that time and why things happened the way that they did.
Mm. Colonel Love?
It's the raw honesty that for me was very, very confronting. Very confronting. And still you sort of go back to parts of the book and say, how do I want to deal with that moving on? Because there's things that you need to just chip at as part of working as a family. And even now, having, you know, not deployed for a number of years now, some of the things that are in sometimes I still have to work on as a parent. I still don't get it right. And I think the capacity for Jess to be able to put that down and then, you know, me to walk away into a quiet corner and read it and then compose and then come back out again, it's still very real. There are parts of the book I can't read.
Yeah.
But it's allowed that conversation. It allows me to better understand through, you know, non-verbal means to sit down and read and say, well, you know, this is what they're feeling. Right, this is where I need to do some work. This is where I know I'm not doing well. And this is where I know that I have got to try and give some context to what happened and why and where I made those decisions. Because sometimes it's very hard to put into words why you've made that decision to do that deployment or to go and do this job and to be part of the Defence Force. It's one of those things that it's often difficult to put into words.
It's so good to be able to be so aware of it, though, through your child and to be able to address that together.
Only they can tell you.
Yep. Jess, you are an impressive and very articulate young lady. Would you like to make a career out of being a writer?
That would be awesome. I don't think it's particularly viable at this point in time, but I would love that. I really like being able to, especially with children's books, interact with the children and get to talk to the kids, because I'm writing down what I think and what I feel, and then I get to talk to them and they come back with things that go, well, I wish that was in the book, and I wish other people could see what you see. And that's really special to me, to be able to go and see those other perspectives, and that kind of stuff is really important.
You mentioned when you pre-read the book that there was a bit at the back that allows the kids to write down their own feelings, and I think that's a really great piece in the new book is that at the back it says, you know, now it's your turn. Sometimes when you're gone, dot, 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 dot.
Yeah.
And it allows them to capture it down, and it was part of the way the book was published and a deliberate decision by Jess to allow the kids to capture their own feelings. And that's quite insightful for parents to say, okay, well, what do you think? And then they'll, you know, put their feelings down, and it's really how you can tune into what they're thinking and how you can help them and how you can help yourself.
You and Sandy must be so proud of her.
Very, very proud. It's hard to keep up with her.
Well, thank you both so much for coming in, and all the best with Sometimes.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thanks very much.
Afternoons with Laura Chilingirian on ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.